Montreal. The Guelph Storm made their mark at the 2022 NHL Draft with four players selected on the second day at the first in-person event in 3 years. Matthew Poitras, 54th, Boston Bruins, was the first Guelph player called, going in the second round, followed by fellow forward Danny Zhilkin, 77th, Winnipeg Jets, and then defenseman Michael Buckinger, 88th, St. Louis Blues, both in the third. 2 rounds later, forward and Guelph native Jake Carabella, 149th, Washington Capitals, completed the Storm tally in the fifth. "This is crazy, something I never would have dreamed of," said Poitras, who was visibly thrilled with his selection. "I'm a Bruin, it sounds crazy to me right now." Poitras, Zhilkin and Buckinger were in Montreal with their families. Carabella did not make the trip. In the immediate aftermath of being selected, Poitras couldn't help but think of all those that had helped him out to get selected by an NHL team. "For everyone who has ever done something for me in hockey, I just really appreciate it. All the help from everybody, and I couldn't be here without them." The Montreal draft was marked by high drama on Thursday night as the Canadiens took Slovak winger Juraj Slafkovský, against the wishes of most in attendance, with the first overall selection. The passion in the building on Thursday night gave way to a more genteel atmosphere on Friday afternoon, but the Storm players all had a pinch-me feeling after hearing their name called. "I couldn't have imagined this even 2 years ago, but I think the first time I could have thought it possible was at the start of this season when I started to see my name in rankings," said Zhilkin. All three players in Montreal acknowledged an uneasy sleep back at the hotel on Thursday night. Zhilkin's story is well known at home, but his background, having moved to Canada with his family from Russian aged 9, made him one of the more notable third-round selections, and he was asked about his unique backstory on Friday. "I'm Canadian," Zhilkin clarified to the gathered media at his session, especially after winning a gold medal for Team Canada against Team Russia at the under-18s. Buckinger followed 11 picks later, relieved the long wait from the night before was over. "Nervous, that's all," said Buckinger. "There wasn't much sleep." Starting at the top with Kingston Frontenac's center Shane Wright following all the way to number 4, this year had many surprises, but the Storm trio largely held their pre-draft ranking. Poitras, Zhilkin, Buckinger and Carabella pretty much went about where they were expected to go. One underlying theme that was talked about all week was the negative effects that Ontario Hockey League players suffered from last year's cancelled season. It's thought that some, Storm players included, could have gone higher if not for the lost year and/or could be on a steeper development curve than others who didn't lose as much time in 2020-21. "Not getting that rookie year as I didn't as an 04 born, we didn't get that cushion as a rookie in the OL," explained Poitras. "We kinda had to jump in and do what we could. As the year went on though, all of us, we got more comfortable." The quartet also are looking forward to what Scott Walker's presence back behind the Storm bench could bring in what is hopefully the first normal season since the club won the 2019 title, long before they arrived. "He hasn't been our coach, but we know, Walker, because he's been around the team," explained Zhilkin. "We are looking forward to having him as a coach. He's a former NHL player too."